You're listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed, and I am Mac Iverson. Mass shootings are normal in America. How did this evil happen? This topic is the darling of the left, this and abortion. We need to look at number one, why we have this problem, and number two, why the left never talks seriously of any kind of real solution. Why the left is so deceived into thinking that they're really, 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 really sincere about wanting to look at root causes to solve this problem and yet never, ever even coming close to even just having a serious discussion about solutions. They can't even understand their own low IQ arguments. Look, they boil everything down to a level that only a drooling retard could understand. Guns were used in the killings, and it's a lot easier to kill with guns than without. Therefore, guns are the problem. And that's how liberal dunces look at this. No nuance, no depth, just guns bad. It's a dumbed-down version of another one of their favorite bumper sticker policy opinions, Orange Man Bad. In other words, Trump is bad because he's bad. Therefore, we should do everything possible, whether legal or not, even whether moral or deeply immoral, to stop him, even to imagineer crimes to put him in prison for nearly three quarters of a century just to keep him out of the White House, all because we think he's bad. Let's look at some quick facts. Since 1960, 97.8% of mass shootings have occurred in gun-free zones, where there's stupidly and obviously no guns allowed, an advertisement for mass shooters to come on down and have some fun with their guns and murder some innocent people. Less than 20% of gun crimes are committed by law-abiding gun owners. Less than 20%. From 2007 to 2015, overall murder rates fell by 15%, while the percentage of conceal and carry permits increased by 190% in that same time period. It seems mass shootings occur almost weekly now in the U.S. Liberals just love to blame inanimate objects for all this destruction. Imagine if instead of shootings, we had mass stabbings. Are knives to blame? Or we had mass bombings? Are bombs to blame? Sounds really stupid, but eventually liberals would be convinced to conclude by the media brainwashing apparatus that has been in place for many decades that yes, knives do kill people. Knives are the problem, or bombs are the problem. Not the a-holes who kill this way. Never them. Now, why is that excuse always given to the perpetrators of these heinous acts? I say this all the time, and here it comes again. Modern liberalism is always about only two things: the hurting or the killing of the innocent. In other words, many liberals are probably possessed by demons whose sole purpose in this life is to hurt or kill God's most precious creation, people like you and me. If you're a Christian, your soul will survive. If not, you likely won't survive. In the 1950s, there was one mass shooting, only one. Let that fact really sink in. And guns were everywhere back then, too. In the 1960s, there were six mass shootings in the entire decade. But notice something striking here. That was a six-fold increase. The 60s was when everything started to collapse in America. Obviously, no coincidence. That is a strong correlation to the marked increase of this evil violence. In the 70s, there were 13. 13 times as many as in the 1950s. In the 1980s, there were 32 mass shootings. 2.5 times more than in the 70s. In the 1990s, it went to 42 mass shootings. Again, gun ownership has always been a constant in America. Availability of guns on such crazy increases can't possibly be a real factor here. Just look at the math. So liberals bold-faced lie about this, and because they have an agenda that requires enslaving America against its will, they have to get rid of the guns that are so intimidating to an authoritarian police state. Historically, full-blown tyranny does not exist where legal gun ownership is abundant. That's a fact. In the 2000s, mass shootings shot up like crazy. They have become normalized. In the 60s, mass shootings were profoundly traumatizing. Good people were wildly upset by them. Now, they're almost totally forgotten after a day or two, aren't they? Why? If it's normal, it kind of disappears. We remember novel things, not the ordinary, so much. Well, what's changed since the 1950s? Virtually all these shooters have no healthy community. They are painfully alone, even in the presence of their very superficial relationships. Virtually none of them go to church. No God, no God's word. It is absent. Nature abhors a vacuum, but Satan loves that empty vacuum. It's nice and cozy to him. Demons love loners. Now, you can like being alone and not be a loner, but alone all the time is bad for your soul. We are social beings. We all are. Social media is not a healthy substitute, nor are computer screens. We crave physical contact. It must be physical to be real. Other reasons for mass shooting increases. There's the decline of marriage in America. The vast majority of shooters are unmarried. There has also been a major decline of male role models. That's a big one. Also, leftists encourage grievance. Grievances dull the conscience. You think you can hurt others because you've been hurt. So the victim mentality that liberals love to showcase greatly exacerbates human evil. Also, the mafia media understands very well that these events are socially contagious, as is suicide. In fact, all psychological pathologies are contagious. They love reporting these events. The deep state mafia uses the events to further their macro aims, and so they offer mostly only puff pieces to substitute for genuine journalistic inquiry. Their assumption is that only deep state solutions like spending $100 billion a year of taxpayer money on school psychologists will even put a tiny dent in this problem. The woke-washed deep state dimwits never look at root causes. They love to give lip service to it, but they're never honest about root causes. The most basic is to understand our fallen nature in a fallen world. Once we get there with a biblical understanding, then we can make all kinds of rapid progress on this issue, but not until then. Putting a permanent death squeeze on the middle class, taxpayers will never help reduce the numbers of mass shootings because causality is never really addressed. These mafia-controlled media puff pieces always emphasize a squishy sympathy for the shooters. They're sad. They're lonely. They have grievances. Well, welcome to planet Earth. This goes back to our grievance culture and our excuse-making culture. Most of these shooters are also on drugs, which almost always gets glossed over as no big deal. Psychotropic drugs often have severe side effects, including more depression and anxiety. Social media addiction is also a horrible cultural reality. Many of these loons love to hang with fellow nut jobs. They even conspire to see how they can outdo each other with their sociopathic visions. The deep state solution, predictably, is to infiltrate these groups with woke compassion, which is just politically correct insanity. But it's still insanity. If you deny these truths, that means you don't care. I don't care how much these stupid liberal lunatics scream and cry and gnash their teeth over how guns are to blame. If they ignore the pure common sense of what I'm saying, it simply means they don't care about the welfare of people. So they're either brainwashed to probably the same degree that North Koreans are on their adoration for Iljong, or they are demon-possessed. You cannot be fully rational and hate guns. It is impossible. By the way, they're also cold-blooded haters of humanity. Their appearance of trying so hard to appear compassionate means less than zero. In fact, that bleeding heart, tears of compassion, virtue signaling garbage screams to me that they actually hate people. They love themselves to an unhealthy degree, but they hate you. That's why they're so audacious in their desire to support anti-human, anti-God policies like the removal of the right to bear arms. Let's use some simple deduction. What do all mass shooters have in common? In 2019, a U.S. Department of Justice taxpayer-funded study, part of the deep state, found four things only, all superficial commonalities, almost not even worth repeating. But quickly, number one, exposure to trauma and violence at a young age. Two, a trigger event weeks or months prior. Three, most studied the actions of other shooters. In other words, there was some social contagion. And number four, and I quote, the shooters all had means to carry out their plans, unquote. I call that fourth throwaway point, no shaving cream Sherlock. This is what our silly sissified deep state has to say about mass shootings. Nothing much. In other words, let's just keep making useless calls for gun confiscation. And, oh yeah, let's keep lowering the flag to half-mast every other week from now until the end of time because our godless, woke government doesn't want to solve this problem because, hey, your kids are not their kids who go to a well-armed and protected private school. Their elitist kids live like their parents, safe and segregated from all the really bad in the world. Open borders, for example, that the rest of us have to stare at every day. So this stupid survey of so-called causality misses all the major causes of mass shootings by a mile. They don't want to talk about it because this topic is just one more boulder on the camel's back that they need to find an excuse for a totalitarian takeover of America. Do not solve the pain and anguish of these murdering, tormented souls, because if it is solved, all the calls for authoritarians to step in and babysit Americans will go away. I imagine that far less than 1% of those who consider mass murder actually follow through on it. So if America gets serious about this issue, a lot of pain and suffering will be alleviated for a lot of tortured souls. Please remember this. For the deep state, the never-ending desire to have middle America hiding behind locked doors and peeking out window blinds is for one cause and one cause only. Every tyrant needs to take away the guns of their enemies. Hitler did this, Stalin did this, Mao Zedong did this, and so on. No even short-term tyrannical effort succeeds ever without taking away guns. Hitler outlawed homeschooling as well, of course. Getting back to flying the flag at half-mast, that's pretty insulting, because the strong inference is that, well, the shooting is a tragedy, sort of like an earthquake, and so there's really nothing that we can do about it. That's pretty insulting. It's saying Americans are too pathetic to solve this. Well, under the guidance of the deep state, they're right. We are too pathetic to solve this because we waste precious time listening to them. The mafia-controlled media loves to conceal key details about these mass murderers, especially those which do not comport with their deep state narrative. If they just gave an objective description of these killers being illegal aliens or liberal extremists or anti-white or anti-Christian fanatics or revolving door felons, but the mafia media loves to keep all this anti-politically correct information on the hush-hush. They don't want any real truth that could motivate MAGA patriots to change America for the better. We know this is absolutely true because, and this from Christopher Roach at American Greatness, A black Muslim immigrant mass shooter in Tennessee barely broke out of the local news. Whereas an alleged white supremacist in El Paso became a national media phenomenon. Mirror image cases, but one is played up and the other is played down. He continues, the most basic factual details would show that these mass shooters are undesirable in every possible way. Friendless, angry, incompetent, and unsuccessful, often with the capstone of a violent and painful death. Such a presentation of the information would be a responsible way of reducing the stature of these killers and thus reduce the appeal of following in their footsteps. Of course, public hangings would communicate such a message even more emphatically, but at the very least for now, the media should not be cultivating the image of mass shooters as immortal heroes. Unquote. Whenever these shootings happen, you are a witness to drive-by media panic mongering and the obligatory predictable calls for gun control. It's like putting a wet, flimsy Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It doesn't help at all. In fact, it's dangerous. The mafia media turns on the emotionalism, but when does emotionalism ever really work for you in your personal life? Never. So to panic at an especially big shooting, for example, when smaller mass shootings have been going on almost continuously for many decades now, is so infantile a response. You may panic if you're present at the shooting, but for the media to panic after the shooting for us is just plain stupid. We should ignore what the media has to say about this stuff, because they're always wrong. This topic is completely flip from first glance emotional reactions to mass shootings. If you just look at this from mind-stunted emotionalism like they do, then of course the pro-gun side is going to look bad. If you're in the middle of the ocean on a raft, what will emotional overreaction do to you? Almost every time, it will kill you. So why don't we have this Creek Stewart SOS mentality when it comes to real ways to solve this socio-psychotic mess? Gun-free zones are obviously most likely to be attacked. Why is it mass shootings never, ever, ever happen at shooting ranges? Wow, what a mystery. I wonder if liberals will ever be able to figure out that brain twister. Politicians love the idea of making government schools gun-free. They desperately want your kids to be targets of these mass-murdering monsters. Why? Sob stories custom-made for useful idiot dummycrat voters pushes the gun control narrative, which gives these a-hole gun-grabbing politicians even more power. That's why. Your kids be damned. Your kids can go straight to hell. Just as long as the deep state has increasing powers over you. By any well-reasoned criteria, the benefits of being pro-gun just utterly destroys those who want radical gun controls. The Second Amendment protects the First Amendment. The deep state hates free speech because it collars and controls them. All this is just common sense. Woke makes common sense taboo. That is satanic at its very heart. Action steps. Number one, mass shootings occur when the American church falls asleep on the job. Get rid of sleepy, do-nothing, biblically illiterate churches. Don't go there. Don't tithe. Don't even waste time online with these God-compromised churches, which, by the way, is probably most of them. Number two, we are being aggressively shadow-banned and deplatformed. They are afraid of us. Big Tech is scared of us. So please, please, like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe at No PC Allowed, spelled A-L-O-U-D, at No PC Allowed, spelled A-L-O-U-D. To avoid any censorship, please go to the best, I would say the best four platforms out there for free speech are X, Rumble, Spotify, and Apple. Again, X, Rumble, Spotify, and Apple. Please support those platforms because they're the best ones right now as far as I can tell. And please do it now while it's fresh in your mind. Thank you. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson. We will meet again next week and every week.